monthly. We take you to Muskegon, more than that, but today specifically our Watch Muskegon Go segment. Lots happening, and very lucky to speak with my special guest, Cindy Larson. You would be all about presiding over the Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce, and I know a great opportunity to talk about something coming up right around the corner. Cindy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Happy to be on your show today.
Yeah, give me your elevator pitch. The Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce doing all things 110%.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh. Yes, we certainly are. That is kind of our theme for this year is 110%, and we're having a lot of fun with that one.
And your theme, Watch Muskegon Go. Are you going?
We're going. This is going to be another great year for Muskegon moving forward. We've got a lot happening, and I was just saying this is an exciting time of the year because things that we've been working on all winter long will start to blossom and bloom along with the flowers. We are been working this winter on the cruise ships. As you may have heard, there will be a cruise ship stopping 10 times in Muskegon this summer, and so we're all excited about that. Yeah. That's kind of a good sign that we have kind of made it to the next level. They love our downtown. They love the walkability of it. They saw all of the things that you can go to within. It's about a half-mile radius where we have a lot of museums and some new public art. Of course, we've added a lot of flowers over the last couple of years, so they just thought our downtown was incredibly charming with the new streets that we have here, and so we're really excited to greet the cruise ships this summer.
That's great. Well, let's talk about what is on our list when it comes to being a star, become a Muskegon star. What's up come May 11th? And what's up come April 13th, right?
Yes, we have a program now called Muskegon Star because, you know, as we've talked on this show many times, things are changing in Muskegon, and they're changing and it's becoming more and more rapid, the change. And we found that people are not keeping up with those changes. And, of course, we have the big program, Watch Muskegon, you know, Watch Us Go, the billboard campaign. But we knew that it was important to educate people behind that billboard. What are they watching exactly? So we designed a program called Muskegon Star, and this is our version of something that's held in many cities. I think Grand Rapids has an ambassador program. Ours is, we just tweaked it a bit to make it right for Muskegon. So it's called the Muskegon Star, and you will actually get a Muskegon Star when you complete the program and a certificate, which is really important for the young people because it is an educational program, something they can put on their resume. But it's a four-hour training, and you will get a crash course in everything Muskegon. And so far, we have trained, gosh, I want to say we're getting close to 300 stars at this point. And we want people to use this information, whether they're using it in work, if they work in the hospitality industry, or as volunteers. You know, Muskegon has so many festivals, and most of them are manned by volunteers. Now they will have that information about Muskegon and help people know what it is they're supposed to watch. That's kind of a long answer to that, but you get a big binder, Shelley. I've got one right in front of me here, and it's got about 93 pages. So we've got every festival listed, every museum listed. We have a little history so people understand the history of Muskegon. We talk about the economy. It just goes on and on. And then we also do a little customer service training so people understand the importance of reaching out. So if you see someone just wandering down the street, don't just keep walking, you know, stop and say, hey, I'm a Muskegon star and I've been trained in customer service here and what's going on in Muskegon. Can I help you with anything? And we actually have them practice greetings, you know, so that they feel really comfortable approaching people and, you know, helping them out. We think the timing is right because of the cruise ship coming in, so we'll be having just a couple hundred people on each ship. So that's not a lot of people. However, we think thousands of people will be coming to downtown to see the ship. The ship will be at Heritage Landing, so we're imagining that a lot of new people will be coming to Muskegon this summer for the first time, and we want to have a lot of these stars walking around the town ready and willing to help people.
How cool is that? Cindy Larson with us, president of your Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce. Watch Muskegon Go, the tagline for this particular segment, and we're watching Muskegon Go when it comes to becoming a Muskegon star. And Cindy, as we continue our conversation, I mentioned inappropriately the May 11th, but is this another upcoming session, this May 11th date?
Correct. We are holding them monthly. These sessions are monthly. The next one, I think we're taking reservations now. We may have some spaces left for April 13th, but we're also taking reservations for May 11th. It is a $25 course, but you, like I said, you'll get a binder, you'll get the pin that you're supposed to wear when you're out in the community, the certificate, and we will then also, it goes from 1 to 5 o'clock. Our partner is Michigan Works, so we have a professional trainer over at Michigan Works that is doing the training, and I often stop into these classes to say hello and meet them. You also will receive an experience pass, so you will get one free pass to all of these museums that keep referring to, so that you can really experience the museums yourself. And I think that's really important if you're going to be talking about what's going on around here. And we also have a corporate program. We've already had a bank put their employees through it. We've had a museum put their employees through it. And you just have to give the chamber a call, and we can set up those private sessions as well if you have a number of people that you want to put through the program. But anybody can do it. You know, we're looking for seniors. We're looking for young people. And we're super excited. This spring, North Muskegon Public Schools is going to launch their version, a student version of the Muskegon Star. So a lot of freshmen and sophomores at Muskegon Public or North Muskegon Public Schools will be going through a 6-week course, and they will actually go on field trips to go to all of these museums, and then they will be our student stars, and we hope that's the beginning of something big as well. So
Cynthia,
great stuff.
And here's an opportunity. You can certify an entire office here.
We can. And we are really looking to do that, and because I think that everybody who's done it so far, like I said, we have had almost 300 just walk out of there, wow. They kind of know little bits and pieces about Muskegon, and you know this, Shelley, because you pay attention to what's happening in Muskegon.
Yes, thank you.
But if you start to put it all together, they just walk out of there like, wow. And then, like I said, 93 pages in the binder. And they really feel confident that they can talk about Muskegon of today, not Muskegon of 20 years ago, which is still, unfortunately, rolling around in a few people's heads. But I think more and more people are getting it. So, yeah, we highly recommend organizations to do it. It's kind of a fun team-building thing as well. And we can bring it to you if we need to, bring it to your office if that's necessary. So there's all kinds of ways to become a Muskegon star. So it's exciting.
Yeah. What else is on our to-do list, our must-know list when it comes to your great Chamber of Commerce, Cindy?
Well, we are, we're trying to also position downtown Muskegon as a destination, and that's something we haven't done because, surprisingly, as I thought, why haven't we done that? You know, it's like, hello. For the past probably about 10 years, one of our main streets downtown has been under construction. And this year, all of our streets are open, and we have designed kind of a walking area, and we're kind of calling it a heritage district right now, and so it's going to be all mapped out, so you can come to the Visitors Bureau or the Chamber and get this walking map so that you can see not only the museums, but it'll point out where the breweries and the other great food spots are. We have a lot of new public art. We have some secret gardens. There are about 6 secret gardens in this same area, and people don't know where they are, so we will put them on the map. And then this summer, we're opening, not we, our community, we've got some entrepreneurs opening a distillery. And next to the distillery is a new wine tasting room with a Michigan wine company is opening next door to that. So as you know, then we've got the two breweries. Those are pretty well known by now. So we have this cluster now. Oh, and right across the street from the breweries, we're super excited. There's still a blank lot. There's still three empty lots to sell downtown, okay? But one of them this summer, since we haven't sold it yet, we're going to do beach volleyball.
Yeah.
We're super excited. Yeah, the city is actually going to haul some of the extra sand from out at the Pier Marquette where they have the volleyball out there. And so we're going to put at least two courts right here, right downtown. And so we'll have beach volleyball. You can just bring your own ball. The nets will always be up. Or you can just, you know, sign out a ball at one of the area businesses. And then, of course, we'll have information about the real beach volleyball out on the beach. And I'm sure you've tried that. If you haven't tried that, that's a must-do on your must-do list.
Yes.
So, yes. So those are the things right happening downtown. Actually, I hope to talk to you soon. We're putting together an economic development list, and on that list, we are up to $800 million
Whoa.
In investments in Muskegon County right now. We think we're going to reach $1 billion, but those are all projects that are underway. Now, that includes the manufacturing that's going on. There are four or five manufacturing expansions. That includes our brand new hospital, which they break ground on that in the spring. We have a brand new Mercy General Hospital. It's going to be very exciting. It's $271 million of an investment, the largest investment in the history of Muskegon that we're aware of. So it's not just our downtown and our fun tourism stuff that's happening here. We've got a lot going on in all sectors of our economy. And, you know, as you know, Shelley, we've been working on this for a long time. So it's great to see the seeds we planted, you know, are really starting to take root. And Muskegon is that great comeback city that we've been talking about.
Yeah, build it and it will come, or something to those likes. Well, yes, so please reach out to me in addition to this monthly opportunity, Cindy, to get the word out on the many things that happen out your corner office. So, Cindy Larson.
And one of your favorites, Shelley, don't forget to sign up for the Seaway Run. It's bigger and better than ever, as you know, it's time for people to get signed up.
Yes, so, you know, we'll talk about that again with your race directors. Good things happening, Cindy. And again, how do we find out more information?
Muskegon.org. We have a brand new website. It's awesome. I just love it. Really great. It's so good. I'm going to enter it in an award contest. But it also link you to a lot of the other websites that you need, including Watch Muskegon website. For those of you that are interested in staying in touch with Muskegon, go to Muskegon.org or the Watch Muskegon website. And they're both super cool and fun websites to be a part of.
Right. All right, got to come see you soon. Cindy Larson, thank you, President of the Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce. A monthly conversation, at least, on the great things happening in your area. Thank you, Cindy.